This week on the podcast for New All Ages Comics, taking a look at Su Yi in the Shadow, Ray, Rust, Pop Tropica, the best comic book that nobody is buying, a reboot that works, the 23rd anniversary of the Treehouse regular show, and more.
Hey, hey, and welcome to Daddy Mojo. It's the podcast where we'll talk about parenting, all-age comic books, toys, and more. Now, here's your host, Trey Burley.
Hey, thanks for joining the podcast. This is Trey with Daddy Mojo. If you would be so kind as to subscribe, like, click, share, or do a magic dance around your computer when you listen to this, that would be super. Basically, share it with somebody. Thanks a lot. The music you hear in the background is from Springtide. They are a lovely group from Japan that play all sorts of stuff. Really, it's all over the map. They play funk, punk, other musical genres that don't rhyme, and I'm sure you'll like it because it's kind of weird and out there. Springtide, check it out at Free Music Archive. One of the coolest things that Disney has done in recent memory is this one. It didn't really sound cool when it first came out. It sounded a lot like Muppet Babies, which we refer to as kind of milking the series or the property until it really has no life. But in this case, it seems to have worked. They've gotten two movies out of it, two television movies, and a nice little trilogy of graphic novels or manga. It's the Descendants, Disney Descendants, as opposed to All the Descendants, the band from the 90s, which was much maligned and didn't receive enough love. Disney Descendants, Rotten to the Core Trilogy. This is issue number two of this trilogy out. This is a manga from Tokyopop, and if you're not familiar with the story, basically, you've got the children of Maleficent, you've got the Evil Queen, Jafar, Cruella de Vil. They are now going to school with the children of the Disney heroes. What's going to go on? They're also teens. That makes them kind of crazy. So, you know what? I bet there's some strife. But are they going to stay bad or go good? Who knows? This is volume 3 of Rotten to the Core. It's a trilogy. And if you're looking for a way to engage reluctant readers, and, you know, it's gonna skew more towards girls than boys, but manga really can go either way, and especially this one, since you've got the cover equally drawn between two female leads and two male leads, this is going to be anybody's ball game. I'll call it 55-45, girls to boys, anybody, everybody, ages 9 and up, even 8 and up would like it. Content's going to be okay. It's going to be the format that may throw some of the younger readers and may freak them out. Embrace it. It's cool. It's Descendants. Disney Descendants. We'll brand them properly. Disney Descendants, The Rotten to the Core Trilogy, Book 2 is out this week. The regular show. Regular show ended its comic book run. Kind of a bummer, but they did it in such a tongue-in-cheek, breaking-the-fourth-wall kind of way that you really have to admire what they did, even if you're late to the series. And this is what happens this week. The regular show, trade paperback volume 9. This collects the final four issues of the monthly comic book. And what it is, you got Mordecai and Rigby trying to figure out how they can escape the franchise and what are they going to do for the rest of their lives. Are they going to do some DVD stuff, some mall openings? What are they going to do? It breaks the... It's so weird talking about characters as property and then have the property themselves talk about what the characters will do when that forum ends its run. And that's what's so cool about this one. It's regular show. The trade paperback collects the final four issues in the monthly series, and it retails for just under $15. Who's going to like this? Boys or girls that get that really deep, dry, observational humor to an extent. I'll call it slightly not as pratfallish as Adventure Time, but equally as weird. Ages 9 and up will get it easily. If you're a tween, you'll be all over it. If you're younger than 9, it may just confuse you and you'll look at the graphics. But you may like to look at it. It's regular show out this week. Now this series marks a heck of a rebound. Really does. Because when this was launched, when the first miniseries was launched last year, I got it just because I have some fond memories of the characters. But the series didn't resonate past issue 1 with me. Bummer. This one does. It's Future Quest Presents. Future Quest Presents number 2 comes out this week, and what it gets right that its predecessor, Future Quest, the miniseries, didn't is Future Quest Presents, it's going to concentrate on individual heroes from the Hanna-Barbera realm, heroes or characters, and tell short little mini-stories, mini-arcs with them. In this first arc, you've got Space Ghost and the Space Cadets. Space Cadets, Space Force. You see, that's why if you don't know these characters, and I don't know these characters that well, because it's been about 20 or 30 years since I've seen anything in print that's relevant about the Space Force. So it's not the Space Cadets, it's the Space Force. It's a fun series, it really is. It's got action, it's got a little bit of humor, just a little bit, and a whole lot of space action with a very muscular Space Ghost. It's a lot of fun, and I encourage you to check this out if you're looking for something different and weird, but still that's going to be great for all ages that are okay with reading. I mean, content-wise, there are some space monsters, but there's nothing inappropriate. Our 8-year-old is going to be cool with this. It's Future Quest Presents, number 2, out this week. Go, go, Power Rangers. Ba, ba, ba. Number 3 is out this week. This is a fun, ongoing series from Boom Studios. What's different about this than some of the other Power Rangers series is this one, it's more spectacular Peter Parker, if you will. It concentrates the Power Rangers as high school students, which is what they are, but they're also superheroes in multicolored suits, unicolored suits that combine to form one multicolored hero occasionally. Go, go, Power Rangers. In issue number 3, the Rangers have just defeated Rita Repulsa. They've beaten her, but they're still teens, so they have to figure out how they adapt with these new powers and still be kids. This is about superheroes as kids. So it's going to be fun. Who's it good for? Our 8-year-old would be okay with the content, but it requires a little too much reading, so he may not be down with it. If they're 11, boom, that's going to be your sweet spot. Go, go, Power Rangers, number 3 from Boom Studios. It's out this week. It's the 23rd year for The Simpsons Treehouse of Horror in comic books. We've got most of them here at the house. And this is really, we purchase some of the Simpsons issues when they come out. We always purchase this one because it's flat out hilarious. And what you get for the purchase price, in this case it's $4.99, it's huge. This is a large, large comic book that is packed with color and packed with funny stories. It usually has between 4 to 6 stories of varying length. And it's great. It's a great introduction into how The Simpsons, in any form, can still be really funny. It's great. In this issue, 23 of the Treehouse of Horror, you've got the kids. And, let's see. Oh, there we are. Well, that's not good, is it? No, I didn't know that. I'm joking. It takes a look as The Simpsons as kids, but then they grow up, and it, the clown, Pennywise? Yeah, you know what's happening. Then it's very modern in the way that it blends the world of It and Pennywise into the contemporary world of The Simpsons, but also kind of flashes back to them as kids when they first met It. Got it? Good. There's also a story about Comic Book Guy and one other about Marge being the only one standing between her family and a fungal invasion from space. Yeah, anybody's going to love this. Really fabulous stuff. This is the comic book that I alluded to that nobody is buying. And it really makes me sad because this comic book is great. It may just be a little too weird and a little too blending of the genres in time and space to make audiences hook. It's Mighty Mouse. Mighty Mouse number 4. This is great. It's a great comic book. I'll go ahead and flat out say that. It is great. And I think that people may not be hip to it because they look at it and it looks like a dopey kid comic initially, but it's not. I mean, when I say dopey kid comic, I speak of the stereotypical comic book that kids look at and they say, that does not look cool. It just doesn't. However, it is. It blends it so well because Mighty Mouse, think of Mighty Mouse like back I mean, do some archival research, kids, on Bing or Google, to Mighty Mouse back in the day, like in the 60s when he was around and he was a player. That is what some people may have in mind when they look at this comic book, but it's not. What happens is they mash the worlds together. So there's Mighty Mouse exists in his own world, you know, happily there, but somehow or another, Space Portal, thankful for those because they bring characters unwittingly into our universe. Boop. Hello, Mighty Mouse is in our universe, and he's still a superhero, but he's also a mouse. So you've got Mighty Mouse, who's drawn as a cartoon character living in our world that's drawn in a very realistic sense. Give this comic book a shot. You know, the rating system for Dynamite Entertainment or Dynamite Comics says it's for teens, but it's really not. It can skew much younger. Check it out. I would have no hesitations letting our 8-year-old read this. No hesitation at all. It's great. Give it a shot, and I think you'll like it. Mighty Mouse, issue number 4. It is out this week from Dynamite Comics. Ooh. Hey, are you on Twitter? Would you follow us, please? It's at Daddy Mojo. We're also on Facebook. It's daddymojo.net on Facebook. And we post all sorts of wacky comic book news and silly news you won't find anywhere else. Because silly news is fun. The End of Time. This is the book that many fans have been waiting for and dreading at the same moment. It's the 4th book in the Pop Tropica miniseries from Mitch Krapta. It's neat. This is a fun book, and this is our first time reading any of the Pop Tropica books. We've seen them in the stores. The art is immediately catchy. I just never read it. And even in our children's library, we've seen issues 1 through 3, or books 1 through 3. Just never picked one up. Even if you pick up book 4, The End of Time, it's the final book in the series, in this series. You'll get it, and you'll understand why the books have been successful, and it drags you in. Basically, here's a snapshot, synopsis of the book. Okay, you've got 3 kids. I'm guessing they're tweens, maybe 9-10 years old. You've got Maya, Oliver, and Jorge. Or Jorge. I'll call him George. It's written in a Norwegian way, but I'll call him Jorge. So they have destroyed the Aegis. It's a stone that has the power to alter time. But the protectors are now on a different island, Pop Tropica. So what happens is, Octavian, who, if you are down with the first 3 books in Pop Tropica, he is still around. Slight spoiler alert. Octavian's around. It's a fun book. I would recommend just diving into this book and then becoming curious about books 1 through 3. Because that's kind of what we did. We got this book and we said, you know, let's try it out. Really enjoyed it. Our 8-year-old liked it. And then he said, I would like to read the other books. So through the library, we found some of the other books. We got book 2, and they're all really fun. I think you'll like it. It's Pop Tropica, The End of Time, book 4 in the series. It finishes it. It's out this week. Rust. Rust. Rust is more than what happens to metal out in the rain. Rust is one of the most fabulous miniseries graphic novels that you will encounter. Boom, it really is. It's sparse. Fabulous storytelling, beautiful art, and they really do not get any better than this. Rust, Volume 3, Death of the Rocket Boy. This was originally published a couple years ago, but the hardcover reprint is out this week. And it's gorgeous. It really is fabulous. It's being made into a movie, and I mention all of this because the 4th and final book in the Rust book series is going to be coming out in February 2018. So if you see Rust Volume 3 out in bookstores, and you say, you know what, this came out a couple years ago, this is a re-release, this is the 2017 version, nothing new is in there if you have Book 3 already. This is a chance to introduce new audiences to the story that will conclude in 2018, and it's beautiful. It's a robot boy with a human family, and the robot boy has secrets. And in this one, Death of Rocket Boy, perhaps the title's a bit of a misnomer, perhaps it's not. But the robot boy has to prove himself to his human family. Doesn't have to. He just feels obligated to prove himself to the Taylor family. Beautiful stuff. Rust, Death of Rocket Boy, out this week. Now this is a new comic book that we've been looking forward to for ages. And issue number 2 is out this week, Star Wars Adventures. This is the all-ages Star Wars comic book, monthly Star Wars comic book, that's from IDW Publishing. Issue number 1 was great. Have no reason to think that issue number 2 won't follow suit. It features two stories. It's almost like a 60-40 value. The first story, 60% of it, concentrates on Rey and her backstory, kind of a deeper dive into Rey's story about her life as a scavenger on the planet. Fabulous art, fabulous all-ages art. And your kids will love it. I love it, and I'm not even a kid. The second story in a Star Wars Adventures number 2 is one about Yoda and a bizarre story from his youth. So the second one has a bit more of a comedic spin. The first one is more Star Wars action, and we've been told that literally every character in the Star Wars universe will at some point in time make their presence known in Star Wars Adventures. This is great. This is the kind of comic book that will be great for ages 5 and up, literally. We gave this to our 5-year-old. He could read some of the words, some of the sight words in it. He loved the action. This is fabulous stuff, ages 5 and up. Go save your milk money, $3.99. You'll love it. Or get a subscription, save 10 to 20%. Do the math homework. Su Yi in the Shadow. Now this one was interesting and different. So different, it's really going to hook some people because it's a thick, original graphic novel from Amulet Books that really is beautiful, and it takes a while to really figure out where it's going. And I don't mean that as a way to say, oh, it's slow and pokey. It's not slow, it just really takes its time in establishing who the characters are and what they do, just enough to kind of leave you not sure of what's going to happen to them. What's happening is, Su Yi is a young girl, 12 years old, and she's just moved to a new school. And that's hard enough for any kid, but this school, particularly a certain area of this school, may have a secret. A haunting secret, if you will. Just in time for Halloween. And this secret kind of takes its grasp on Su Yi as Su Yi's shadow starts to come to life. And as her shadow comes to life, it starts to impact other areas of her friends, of the school, and the various social cliques that make up middle school. Great. Really, really exceeded expectations. And the art in this is really neat because it's not an art style. It's an art style that I otherwise wouldn't be too attracted to because it is very, very alien to what I normally like. But it's awesome. It's very, I'll call it minimalist, because there aren't that many colors. It is what it is, and we'll do a complete review on the site, daddymojo.net, in a couple of days. But it's great, because the characters are richly drawn, and it is thick for a story. And what I told you about the shadow coming to life, that is the story. However, it's a 235-page graphic novel that keeps you guessing till the end. That's what's so amazing, is that the characters are richly drawn, a lot of detail, and it's really going to appeal to kids in middle school and up. This one's going to be a little bit too slow-paced for our elementary school student, but man, you middle school students, you're going to be all over Su Yi and the Shadow. It's an original graphic novel from Ginger Lee and Molly Park.
Thanks for listening to Daddy Mojo. Be sure to tune in next time. For more information on any of the things we talked about today, just check out the website, daddymojo.net, or hit us up at Daddy Mojo on social media.